time to go viral. I'm homicidal, I'm killing all my rivals. I'm the man, should I put that on the Bible? I Spotify my target, cause you know I got the title. Hey, I'm a Mac too. I told baby shake that ass like she Apple. She said it's real, so she got my name tattooed. House full, so I hit it in the back room. Baby said she need it now, peep the urgency. I want a little Kim before she had the surgery. Leg spread on that hardcore poster. She love twerking, she just do it for the coach. Big dog, bull massive. Six tray Chevrolet, I'm classic. All these niggas mad at me, that's tragic. The main bitch in the bed, that's graphic. Yeah, we about to go viral. Hey, hey, hey. We about to go viral.
What's the deal, people? Welcome back to another episode of the Viral Way Podcast. Make sure you share, like, and subscribe to the channel. As always, it's your host that do the most, Mr. Viral himself, aka the villain, because they hate me for my opinion. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As always, I got my boy, Cali the One.
Come on,
not
man.
Not the two in the building.
Let's go, let's get it.
We back with y'all again with another one. High power, high frequency.
Yes,
what's
sir.
The deal? We finna get right into it, man. It's a whole lot going on in the world of politics right now. Most recently, Donald Trump went to Joe Rogan and had an interview. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to be 100. I'm going to keep it real. I only watched a couple clips. I did not watch the entire episode. We also seen Kamala go to Shannon Sharp. I only seen a couple clips. I did not watch the entire interview. The entire episode. So I'm not going to really break down and psychoanalyze what they said word for word. Mm-hmm. There's 1,000 people already doing that. Some key points I did want to point out was that I already knew they weren't going to ask the tough questions.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of them asked the tough questions from what I can see. From the clips that I seen, they did not ask the tough questions. And I know for a fact I don't have to watch the entire episode to know that they didn't, because if they did, that would have been going viral.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of unanswered questions that neither one of them asked. So did you watch any of those interviews or did you just watch clips?
I watched a good amount of the Trump one. I watched a little bit of the Kamala one. And what you said is correct. Joe Rogan and Trump, while Joe Rogan's a great podcaster and a great interviewer, and he's able to ask, I think, good questions. It was more of an echo chamber. And a lot of people, when they talk to Trump, they kind of get caught up where he goes off and he goes into a different rant and he takes the conversation somewhere else. It's kind of like when Cat Williams was on Club Shay Shay and he couldn't even really get a question out. So that's kind of how Trump is. And sometimes he can trap people into that roller coaster of him just going off on a rail and saying whatever he's saying, to where like it's more so him controlling the interview than Joe Rogan. So yeah. That's what I got from it. From the Kamala one, I didn't get any pushback from Shannon. I don't think Shannon is, in all due respect to Shannon, but I don't think he's politically inclined enough to really be sitting down with her anyway. And I think even Joe Rogan as well, right? I don't think he's politically inclined enough as well to sit down with Donald Trump. Like, yes, he's famous and we know him for sitting down with, you know, different politicians and people who have knowledge, but that doesn't necessarily mean that he is the person that should be given this conversation. So to me, both interviews were echo chambers to just enhance the candidate's chance of winning at this point. Like, whoever's a follower of Joe Rogan is going to, it's kind of like giving Trump a little bit of juice. Like, here, this is one of my people. I'm giving you a shout out. Same thing with Kamala. They just giving him a shout out because we got a week left until election day.
No, that's a fact. Like, I seen Trump kind of trolling, showing him his ear. Like, yeah, this with a bullet. Like, come on, bro. You didn't really get hit in the ear. Your ear would have been decimated. We all know people who really got shot in real life. That changes your anatomy forever, wherever that bullet touched. Especially something as small as the ear. If a Mike Tyson bite can change Holyfield's ear forever, you think a damn bullet can't? Like, come on, let's be serious. And as far as the Shannon Sharp interview, the whole aura about it was disgusting.
Mm.
It screamed, I'm doing this for the bag. I don't care about what's going on. I really don't care about the people. My sponsor set it up. And I'm going to just sit here and, like that old country, good old boy type of vibe. That shit was nasty. Like, that's why I couldn't watch it. Because even in the clips I seen, she said a lot of bullshit. And all you see is Shannon.
Yeah, he going to let it get off.
Like, come on, bro. Where's the pushback? And I recently said this in a rant I went on the other day that these politicians aren't coming on any platforms where the questions aren't pre-screened,
mm-hmm.
where the host of the platform isn't notified that, hey, you can't ask this, you can't say this, you can't put our client in any type of uncomfortable predicament where it's going to sway voters. So like you said, it was an echo chamber. They came to pass the baton, and whoever is supporting them, this just increased their support even more from both sides, because neither side asks the tough questions to neither candidate. Mm-hmm. This is why I really don't get too wrapped up in the politics shit, because it's all a fucking game. It's all one big game, and you could see it clear. What was the point of either one of them going on either one of these platforms if they weren't going to ask real questions?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's sick about this whole thing. That's why what makes it a game. If you really about what you say, you don't need to screen the questions, because the questions I'm asking requires the truth. So what do you need to screen the question for? That means you're trying to screen the answer. You want to come with an answer that you think that people want to hear. No, I want to answer on the spot without you even knowing what I'm going to ask. That's where you're going to get the truth. And when you try to lie, that's where your body language and everything is going to give it away. So they trying to avoid that, because both of them have shit that they full of shit about. That just is what it is. They politicians, mm-hmm. that is what it is. Trump more of a businessman, so I sway more towards Trump's side for that reason, because at the end of the day, he all about the dollar and the economy. Fuck the politics. They going to be what it's going to be, right? They don't really control nothing anyway. But if he can help get the economy booming, I'm all for that. But there's a clip of Kamala that went viral, which is causing a stir regarding her race, right? So Candace Owens has been on a rampage, basically saying that, hey, this lady's Indian. She's not black.
Mm.
You know, even though her dad is, quote unquote, supposed to be Jamaican or something like that. No, her mom, I think, is Indian. I think her pops is like of Jamaican descent or something like that.
Okay, yeah.
Her mom's is West Indian. But she grew up with her mom. So she had the Indian influence, the Indian ideologies, the Indian upbringing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Until it's time to pander to black people for the black vote. Then she's eating greens and doing the usual
At Club Shay Shay.
At Club Shay Shay, all the shit she never did when she grew up. Oh, I smoke weed. Yeah, because you think all black people smoke weed. Goofy shit like that. So Candace Owens has been going out providing evidence after evidence after evidence, which a lot of people were doing, but they didn't have the platform of Candace Owens. So it seems as if her team was like, we need to tackle this. And she addressed it, so I want to play a clip.
My mother understood that there is a community that she wanted her children to be raised in.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very intentional and purposeful about that. And so I always say to people, even when I took the stage as the nominee for the Democratic nomination, that, you know, there is the family that you have by birth, and there is also the family you have by love. And they're equally family,
yes.
Right? And I learned that from my mother. So my mother, I had all these aunties and uncles. My Uncle Sherman, who was one of the first black men to graduate from Berkeley School of Law, who, when we were young girls, sat us down and taught us how to play chess. Because Uncle Sherman said...
Okay, the rest of that was a bunch of word salad, right? So she goes on to say, hey, you can have two families. The one that is biological and, you know, the one that you relate to.
Mm-hmm.
Your second family, which she is basically saying the black side is her second family out of love, not out of actual relation, because she has no foundational black, meaning black American, in her family at all.
Yeah.
And if she does, she didn't grow up with them. She didn't have the black American experience, because let's be honest, she's trying to be the president of America. She's trying to appeal to black American voters, but she never had that experience. So what do you think about what she said? Because to me, that's bullshit. I had a lot of white friends. I had a lot of Hispanic friends. Mm-hmm. I had Asian friends. I had Samoan friends. I had a lot of friends of other ethnicities who we were cool out of love, but that did not make me Samoan. That did not make me Asian. That did not make me white. Hey, because I had a Chinese friend and he taught me how to eat Chinese food with chopsticks. Hey, man, I love you, bro. I'm Chinese now. No, nigga, I'm black. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no.
What you think about that?
I think in what she's saying, it's possible that she was raised, like she was saying, in that community, and therefore she feels that way. I think we see white people and other people who have been raised in communities that feel that way because they were raised there their whole lives. But at the end of the day, it still doesn't make you what that is, right? Like, when you go outside, you could be a white guy, for instance, and you could be raised in an all-black neighborhood. But when you go outside, the world doesn't know that. So you are what we think you are, right? And I think with Kamala, what she presents as is not necessarily a black American. We know her dad is, I believe, like you said, Jamaican. Her mother is Indian. So it's not black American. You may have been raised in that neighborhood for a certain amount of time. But when we see you, we don't necessarily see that. You know, I know she went to Howard. I know she was an AKA. So, you know, there's some credence to that. Those are historically black colleges and sororities. But overall, it doesn't make you black American because you was raised in a black American neighborhood. So I think it is word salad because most of us would, if we heard that from a white person, let's keep it 100. You know what I mean? Or somebody a way lighter complexion, we would probably be saying that nigga ain't one of us just because he was raised over there. You would have a lot of people saying that. But because it's Kamala and because we want to latch on to somebody because it's election season and this is who we've been given, we will take anything that's given to us. So, oh, yeah, she's saying that she grew up there. Cool, she grew up there. We don't really know. Just like we thought she was black. And then Candace Owens came out and said, that ain't even her grandma. That was a fake picture.
Mm.
It was like, but we just want to believe these things so bad that it's already been disproven, but we continue to believe it anyway.
And
so,
those are the tough questions that didn't get asked.
Exactly.
Hey, what about this fake picture y'all was running around with? It's a lot of bullshit she didn't have to address. And that's my issue with these type of interviews, because it's all smoke and mirrors. It's all word salad. Like you said, if that was another race who would have made the exact same comment, we would have been saying, hey, it's culture appropriation.
Yeah.
Just because you hang out with blacks don't make you
exactly
black. Because there's a lot of other races who feel that way. Like, I grew up with y'all. I want to say the N-word. Mm-hmm. I want to get dreadlocks. I want to rock the braids. I want to dress like y'all, talk like y'all. We'll point them out and make them go viral. Go, look, they're appropriating our culture and this and that. Yeah. But then she turns around and does the same exact thing. Even though her father is of Jamaican descent, and I'm not one of them people who try to separate Jamaicans and, hey, no, you're black, bro. You may not be American black, but that don't take away the fact that you're black. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you don't identify with that. You could have that in your DNA, but you didn't have that upbringing. You didn't have that experience. You don't know anything really about that culture because you weren't divulged in it. You already said you were raised with the Indian ideologies. So you're Indian at the end of the day. So all this running around with chicken and waffles and hot sauce and my greens is in the bathtub. We don't cook greens in the fucking bathtub. What the fuck are you talking about?
And
you seen a meme on Twitter somewhere and ran with that.
And
like,
I don't think that's real. I don't think that that's her. Like, what you're saying, like, you grew up with a Jamaican father and an Indian mother. I don't see how the presence of black American culture could be heavy within your household. Like, I just don't see it. Again, when you step outside, maybe your next door neighbor was, you know, doing this and your other next door neighbor was doing that and it was black culture. But within your household, what you were raised with is a mix of two things that are not black American. So your core values and I think your core mannerisms and things of that nature, you can tell that it's not necessarily coming from us.
Maybe because you was running around at these Diddy parties with Montel Williams and all that. That was your foundational black experience. But growing up, and what made me even bring this up as a topic was me reading comments. I'm an avid comment reader, right? And the amount of people that are brainwashed over politics is crazy. Mm. I say like 98% of the population are sheep.
I believe
are drifters, right? So I want to get into that topic. Drifters versus independent thinkers. Because the system or the powers that be, the matrix, whatever you want to call it, their greatest fear is an independent thinker. This is why they spend so much money and resources into keeping you adrift, being a drifter. So if you don't know what a drifter is, right? A drifter is one who does little to no thinking for themselves. They have no independent thought, right? We all learn from other people in our environments, right? But some of us are able to take the information and independently think. So you might tell me something okay, this religion is right. This religion is right. You're feeding me what religion is. But now my independent thought is going to send me down a rabbit hole to research and actually see, is what you're saying correct? Is what you're saying correct? And I can independently pick my religion. Even though that was given to me by somebody else, I wasn't recklessly, blindlessly brainwashed and just believed it because you told me, right? So that's where the power of independent thought comes. Because when we talk about being programmed, you're going to be programmed. But can you independently think, right? So a drifter is one who permits himself to be influenced and controlled by circumstance outside of his own mind. That sounds like majority of people in the world, right? A drifter is one who accepts whatever life is thrown his has thrown his way without making a protest or putting up a fight. How many people made a protest or put up a fight when COVID happened? 99% of the world just blindly went along with it. It was a few of us freedom fighters out here, tinfoil hat gang, shout out to y'all, who was doing the independent thinking and the independent research. Most people were drifting. A drifter does not know what he wants his in life and spends all of his time getting exactly that. Nothing, because he doesn't even know what the fuck he wants. He's just going down this road, going down that road, going down that road, just recklessly, right? A drifter has lots of opinions, but none of theirs, none of his own. So you're basically parroting what everybody else says. Like, damn, what do you think about this? Yeah. Hey, you heard what such and such said? You heard what such, yeah, but what do you think about it? You know what I'm saying? I already know what such and such said. What do you think about it? A drifter is one who is too lazy to use his or her own brain. Most of society does not want to think. Majority of society does not want to think. When a problem arises in their lives, they want somebody else to find the answer. They want somebody else to fix it for them. 98 to 99% of people are drifters, right? So when that, how that relates to politics is, what do most people identify as? Democrat or Republican? Once they do, that becomes their whole identity. Any type of opinion is based on the politician who is leading that party, whether it be the Democratic or the Republican. Those people start to lack independent thought. They wait to see what Trump is going to say. They wait to see what Kamala is going to say. They're waiting to see what Biden's going to say. And that's when they form their opinion, based off the opinion of someone else. This is the majority of people. This is why we get no progress. This is why most people remain slaves for their entire lives, because all they do from birth is drift. They never think independently. And it's such a cold cycle. They'll program you to have your kids drifting before they even get here.
Oh, yeah.
The second they born, you teaching them how to be programmed and how to lack independent thought. Yeah. You gotta go by this. You gotta go by this religion. This is the only religion that we believe in. You gotta go by this political party. This is our political party. You know what I'm saying? People are drifting because they're being programmed to drift. It's a cold, cold, cold cycle. But the way you break out of that is by independently thinking. There's a book called Outwitting the Devil. Go read that or listen to the audio book. That'll break everything I'm saying down, Napoleon, to the last molecule.
Hey, for the authors, Napoleon Hill.
Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. But what y'all think about?
I mean, the world and most systems rely on drifters, right? Because if you have independent thinkers...
Did y'all explain what a drifter was?
Yeah, he did.
You just broke down.
If you have an independent thinker, then, you know, these systems crumble. You could look at the music industry right now, for example. I think that now that people have more knowledge and more artists are waking up and they're able to have their own, control on how they get money and how they view things, the music industry, which is the system, is no longer needed no more. So a lot of systems rely on drifters. And like you said, they implement these things to us at an early age subconsciously. They also show you what happens if you are not a drifter, right? So they'll make examples of people that do try to think outside the box, that do try to break barriers and start revolutions, to make the drifters scared of even trying that again. And so, I mean, it was less prevalent back then, but it's even more prevalent now because of the emergence of social media, where I can put your, or I can plaster your, your detention or your punishment to the world, where now instead of just maybe 100 people seeing this, a million people are seeing this, and this is telling them, hey, this is what you don't do, because if you do this, you know what I mean, you're going to get reprimanded. And so that's the way that they control the drifters, is by fear. And I also think that drifters have to have some accountability in it too, because they want to be. I think a lot of people, I think a lot of people know that, you know what I mean?
Before you keep going, drifters, do drifters know they drifting?
This is what I'm saying. I think so.
Do you think you would choose to be a drifter?
Yes, because it's easier. Let me tell you why. Because most people, it's like a lot of people, we all had a moment where we maybe weren't doing what we needed to do in life. Those thoughts pop in your head. So I think subconsciously you have that battle with yourself. Drifters are people who are afraid of trying to beat whatever that is, because they are scared of what's on the other side, and they're scared of the work they're going to have to do to keep from coming back on this side. So I might hear or see like, damn, I know I took that vaccine and I didn't want to. You don't think niggas was like, I don't want to, but I'm going to do it anyway. They know that. So deep down when they go to bed at night, they know what they are. They just choose to do it because they're scared of what the result is if they don't. So to me, that's what it is.
I'm going to go against that. I think drifters don't know they drifting. Mm. People that drift, for the most part, I think we all been drifters at a certain point until you decided to wake up. You didn't even decide to wake up. Something hit you, you experienced something, and you started seeing clear. The same thing I always talk about with bro is that I look at drifters as the same way I look at people. Like you being the only sober person at a party, or you being the only sober person at a party that people still think you drunk. So all these people is drunk. Say if you was a person that drunk a lot and your friends still drink a lot. And now when you get to a point that you stop drinking, they still think that you drunk because they're drunk. Mm-hmm. And you start to be the only person in the party that see clear and don't see them the same way they see you. They're still drifting, but you're seeing clear now. This is what I mean, like, far as when I think of drifters, like, they're still drifting. That a lot of us are drifting or been drifted by the way we've been programmed from kids or the way we've been brought up, so we don't even know we're drifting. You could be drifting. You could be doing X amount of things and be good in life, but you still could be drifting because you don't have an open eye. You don't have a third eye open, or you don't have an open mind to see clear, in a sense to where you don't know you're drifting because you've been led on the path to where
you think you're free.
Yeah, you're controlled. Like you're still brought a certain way. But most drifters are I don't know what you broke down, but most drifters, like you said, don't think for themselves. They don't have a mind to question nothing. Even though it's like, well, this is X, Y, and Z, and it makes sense. 2 + 2 = 4. Or 1 × 1 = 1. A drifter would never question why 1 × 1 = 1. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. People like us might question, is really 1 × 1 = 1? And even though we might accept because the way the world it is, but you're not really valuing or questioning certain things that's going on in life. I don't want to get to rambling. I'm going to let y'all go. Keep going.
Now, independent thought is the key to breaking the chains, breaking the shackles, breaking the mental shackles, because a key point was you getting affected by things outside of your own mind. They done a study, and they say about 85 to 86% of the things that humans worry about never actually happen. So most of the things that you're worrying about constantly never actually even happen in reality. So you spend X amount of time worrying about something that's never even going to happen, when that time could have been filled with living in your purpose, pursuing your purpose, making a positive impact on your life, making a positive impact on your family's life. But instead, you're going to worry about something that may or may not happen. And that's because you lack the independent thought. And like you said, the key to the system is fear. What do most people fear? Poverty and death. Most people scared to die. Why? I don't know. Because we all are gonna die.
Yeah.
You're like that's one thing in life that's guaranteed to happen.
People scared because they don't know what's gonna happen.
Yet we walk around fearful of that, and the fear of poverty. And that's what keeps most people worried. How am I gonna pay my bills? How am I gonna keep my lights on? Mm-hmm. How am I gonna feed my kids? Now, once you start chasing that and ways to do that, most people get a job. That ain't your purpose, though. Mm-mm. And most people, after a while, they lack purpose, so they make their job their purpose.
A lot of people do that.
You ever met a person like their whole job becomes their identity mm-hmm. now? Mm-hmm. It's no, like, that, damn, that, bro, you're not your job.
No, that's their purpose. Yeah. They chose to choose that. That's what I was saying. That's what I was trying to say last time about living on purpose. I was saying we were sitting here talking about that, and if you choose to work at McDonald's every day, that's your purpose. You mm-hmm. chose to be a mate. Somebody has to flip the burgers. Somebody has to do it, girl. No matter what. This salad that I'm eating, I went and got this. Somebody has to put this together and go get the lettuce or do whatever they're doing. Like,
well, they made that their reality. Nah, that wasn't their purpose,
that was,
though.
That was their
purpose might have been.
And that was my key.
That was their purpose, bro.
Nah, their purpose might have been, I wanted to be a guitarist. I love guitar since I was a kid. I don't know why I love it, but I just love it.
That's not what
to pay bills, I'm going to go make this salad. Now I know for a fact I can't go be a guitarist because I got to put these hours in to get this money and make these salads.
The reason I don't agree with that, like a lot of things I did when I was a kid, right? Like I read a lot of books when I was in elementary. Went through elementary. I never read a book again after fifth grade. I read books in class from middle school to high school. Dropped out of high school. Went to prison. Started reading crazy. I never stopped since. What I'm getting at is that reading books is not my purpose. But reading books was something that was attached to me as a kid. And a lot of things they tell you to find your purpose, go to the things that you like to do as a kid. So what I'm saying is, because it's like I ain't making no fucking sense. But to go back, what I'm saying is that you choose your purpose. Like, what I'm getting at is that reading books is not my purpose, but I love to read books now. Like, I stopped reading books, and what I'm getting at, whatever you choose to wake up and do mm-hmm. is your purpose, what you chose to do. Like you said, you could have been, you was good at a lot of shit, nigga. So was football really your purpose?
At that time in life, I did really believe that was my purpose.
Okay, but why? So, but it didn't happen. So, was that your really your purpose? Because
I didn't pursue my purpose. Okay, this is the difference.
Now, you tried to pursue it.
No, I didn't pursue it to the highest degree. There were things I could have done mm-hmm. if I really wanted to make it
you didn't
happen.
Leave the gas tank
that
on
I should have did exactly. Yeah. And that's slacked off in a lot of areas.
What could you have done?
And that's what I was getting on about how I felt like drifters have some sort of knowing of that they're drifting because you have that. Like you look to the nigga next to you. That like, means damn, that nigga.
But what I'm saying is that wasn't his purpose. You know what my mama tell this nigga? You should have been a lawyer. You should have been this. You should have been that. I'm saying, so in her mind, she feel like that should have been your purpose. You like to communicate, you like to talk, you like to do this. This is why the podcast lane was perfect for Cub. I'm saying, so to say all that, this might be your purpose mm-hmm. right now. You might live 10 years, blow up off the podcasting. This might be your purpose. Then you might become an actor.
That's true.
This might be your purpose for a minute too. Now it's your purpose to be an actor in the movies or do whatever you're doing or whatever. What I'm saying is what you choose to do is your purpose.
I agree with
your
you.
Your purpose is when you start living on purpose. Like, when I purposely wake up and go to the gym, that's my purpose right now. Like, I'm saying, when I purposely wake up and go to work, this is my purpose. This is when I purposely wake up and my intentions is on doing this, that's my purpose. Because if not, then what else is going to be a purpose? A fucking smoker.
I get what
purpose
you're saying.
Was to be a smoker. They chose. That was their purpose, nigga. I was saying they chose to do that
every
day.
They wake up, put their energy into
their intentions was to be a smoker, nigga. That was your purpose. If you would crash out, your purpose was to wake up. You feel like you want to crash out. That was your purpose, nigga. It don't matter if it was good or bad about it, how we look at it. Your intentions, cuz.
I do believe you can have multiple purposes because you have multiple phases in life mentally. You may not be, not even may not, you shouldn't be who you were 10 years ago. You should have retained enough information to excel and become a whole new person, like a shake shedding his skin. So at a young age, I did feel like football was my purpose. I told my mama when I was a kid, when I die, bury me at the 50-yard line in my jersey. I was a kid telling my mom this. I already had my whole life envisioned. Asked my mama, God, I told her this. But as I grew, and I'm like, damn, I don't care for school because I know everything they're teaching us is a lie, right? Because some of us were indigo children. So before we had these rabbit holes go down on the internet, some of us was blessed with the ability to see life clear. We was born with the glasses. I was just happened to be one of them to where I did not care about school because I'm like, why are you telling me this shit? I know for a fact when I graduate, I'm not never going to use this. So that was my downfall. So fast forward, 10 years later, I have kids. Now I got a new purpose. Now they become my purpose now, providing for them. Fast forward, they damn near grown now. Now I got to repurpose. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of what you said did make sense, though. Mm-hmm. So
that's what
yeah.
That's what I was just going to say. Like, once he explained it more, it makes sense of, like, what you're putting your full energy into. That's what your purpose is. Like, and because it can change. You can think you're on this path and then be taken off of that, or you have to readjust, and then that is what becomes your purpose. It's not maybe because you didn't put everything you could into it, even though I think that can be a possibility. It just might be that's not your purpose. You're supposed to do something else. So, and I think it can be at different stages in life. Kendrick just was talking about that, how, like, he don't feel like his journey is over with music. He feels like he's going to go on to something else. So that makes 100%
sense. Because the universe might got plans for you.
It's never over.
That exceed the plans you made for yourself.
Exactly.
You might thought that was your purpose, but the universe said, I need to use you for something bigger than that. Mm-hmm. You just don't know it yet. And the path that you take along life, then you start to live it and go, damn, this might have been my purpose the whole time. I maybe was tripping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I wasn't thinking big enough. That's why they say, if you tell people your plans and they go, hey, nigga, you crazy as hell. You ain't dreaming big enough. You know what? If people can hear your dream and think it's possible, you're dreaming too small. Dream bigger. Dream bigger heights.
Even on top of that, it's like, people will knock you for what you believe or what you dream about. But people got to understand, I need y'all to understand this, is that the only people that knock you is the people that don't believe in themselves. Like, if you believe something wholeheartedly, I suggest you go out for it. A nigga only get one life, because I'm insane. Like, do what the fuck you feel in your heart or your mind or your soul to do, and go out and do that and live every day as if it's your last day to be able to do it. But what I'm saying is, the people that knock you is the people that can never envision it being done. Like, they can never had a vision or never think that this could happen. How many times you as a kid that people done doubted you, whether you want to shoot a 3-point fucking basket from 30 feet and you like, I bet I hit this shot. You know what I'm saying? Or certain things that people done doubted you about. That's just a small scale. All I'm saying is that people going to doubt you because they never going to see the vision. But once they see the vision in motion, and once they start seeing the traction, once they start seeing it come to fruition, then now they act like they believe in you. All I'm saying is, your biggest haters is going to be the ones around you. They never, because they coming from the same shit you coming from. Mm-hmm. They'll take it personal, but just understand that people are not going to see the vision that you see. But they going to jump on that wagon when that motherfucking train get to sprinting off. I'm going to tell you that.
No, that's a fact.
And you got your whole life to work 40 hours a week, man. I hope people understand that too. Like, you got your whole life to work 40 hours a week, to work a 9-to-5, that, you know what I mean? And have the 401k and that stability. I don't think that is as hard to reach as some of the things that, you know, we dream about and we want to do. So I just hope people understand that. Don't waste your time working like a dog necessarily. Like, you do need to make money. You do need to save. Those things need to be important. But I think you should definitely have what you maybe want your purpose to be at the forefront of your mind. Like, you have your whole life to be a worker.
No, that's a fact. And what I'm about to say is going to be real controversial to all the religious people out here, because you made a great point about the drifters being controlled by fear. Just look around at everything going on in the world. Every time you turn on the news, it's a story to make you fearful every single time, whether from the weather, whether from these mass shootings, whether from these diseases. Everything that they run is about fear and keep you in a fearful state. But what is the one story that almost everyone on earth has been told since they were an infant that kept them in fear for the rest of their lives?
Going to hell if you do wrong.
Going to hell if you do wrong. Going to hell. Most people spend their whole lives trying to make it to heaven in the afterlife. I'm going to struggle my whole life and paradise is going to come afterlife. If I don't do good, I'm going to hell in the afterlife. But what people don't realize,
I've been in hell in real life, nigga.
Heaven and hell are not some mythical place that you go after you die in the afterlife. Heaven and hell are a state of mind. It's the state of mind that you choose to live in right here on earth.
You got
to
break down why.
Hold on. Let me get to it. Your thoughts create your reality. You can create heaven or hell for yourself right here on earth. The devil ain't waiting for you because you sinned.
So what about the people that...
The devil already has you when you lack independent thought.
So what about the people that was born in like crack families or bullshit like mamas and daddies? Like
I'm going to get to all that.
I'm going to ask you because this is what they're going to ask you.
I know. Let me finish the monologue. Positive thought creates a positive reality. Understand, that is God. That's God in motion. Negative thought creates a negative reality. That is the devil. That is the devil in motion. So it's really your choice. Do you want to live in heaven or do you want to live in hell? Everything that exists, all exists right now at one time. So think of your greatest, most wildest fantasy that you want to live. It's already here on earth. And there's people already living that. They chose to live that. Why? Because they thought the thoughts that sparked the emotion that created the action for them to go make that happen. So they chose heaven. Whether they were born from a crack family with a crackhead mama or whatever, the harshest realities, there's an example out there somewhere of someone who came from that and still made it out because they made choices. They let the positive thoughts overrule the negative thoughts. They chose heaven. They looked at their reality, said, fuck no. This is hell. It can't get no worse than this. I'm not living this. And they went and did the actions that brought them heaven. So heaven or hell is a state of mind. You're living that now. Imagine working your whole life for 40, 50 years and dying broke. Nigga, that's hell. Imagine living 50 years, 40 years working at a job you hate. You despise it. Every day you wake up, you're mad that you woke up that day because you know you got to go to a job you hate. Nigga, that is hell. Imagine having kids with a baby mama that spends your whole child's life playing games with the child, taking you to court, raping you for your money, not letting you see your kid. Nigga, that's hell. But that's the life you chose.
All right, yeah. This is. I agree with everything he say for the most part. What I'm gonna say is it's not as simple as he's saying it. Because one thing I do know, the thoughts is a fighting battle every day. Like, you got to fight the motherfuckers. You got to have affirmations. You got to have, like, when the negative thoughts come up, you got to have an affirmation. The only way to kill darkness is with light. So you got to have some type of things that you tell yourself to motivate yourself to kill them thoughts off. Exactly what he's saying is true. Your thoughts create your reality. It is. But sometimes, like, I think for my own life, I've been through a lot of shit. And I'd be like, damn, cause I didn't really choose that shit. Like, did I really choose it? At certain ages, like, it was already written for me. And then I had to really question myself, like, okay, when I got to a certain age, I started creating more of the hell of what he's talking about. Like, I want to say about 14, then I started doing a lot of different shit. All I'm saying is, what he's saying exactly is true. But you got to understand it's a fight. The fight of the mind. Every single fucking day, you battling against your own thoughts. Do you control your thoughts or do your thoughts control you? If you don't control your thoughts going to control you. And your thoughts is never going to stop coming. Like, but you got to understand where they're coming from. They're coming out of nothing. I'm insane. And you got to be able to fight that. Like, if a negative thought come in right now, and I could be like, a negative thought could come, I'm going to give an example right now. Like, a negative thought could come in about you right now. Like, and this nigga Cali on some other shit, like, whatever. And I got to fight a thought to where it's like, nah, cause like, you tripping. Like, it's damn near to what they be showing us in these cartoons and shit. Like, the good and the bad on the shoulder. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
see, let me highlight a point about
so
that.
They throw a lot of that shit out there. So them thoughts, the thought is here, cuz, and you drag it here.
I feel like
I'm saying I don't want to get too crazy because they're gonna think I'm losing my mind.
Nah, the ones who gonna catch it gonna catch it. Let me highlight a thought about that. Cause he said it's a battle. I never said it's not gonna be a battle. This is what you gotta understand. Remember, I said you can choose heaven or hell. The world is built on the law of polarity. There has to be an opposite, just like a battery, right? It has to be a negative side and a positive side. Same with the thoughts. There's no such thing as a positive thought if you don't have negative thoughts. It's not possible. You're going to have both. But the one that you choose to follow and act on, that's what's going to create the negative or the positive for you.
It's funny you mentioned a battery, because what I was going to say is that I think thoughts come from energy. So if you wake up today and the first type of energy you might feel or you might give your attention to might be negative, I think then you open up the opportunity for negative thoughts to come in. But if you have positive energy, then the thoughts that will come into your mind are typically positive. So I think you have to be aware of the energy you have and the attention you're giving to which type of energy, negative or positive, because you could take any situation and in that situation, there's an energy that you can pay attention to, whether it be negative or positive. You could say something to me or, you know, whatever the case is. And I could say, you know what? I felt this way about it. And then that's going to bring that type of thought process to it. Or, man, fuck this nigga. Or, man, I'm not necessarily agreeing with him. You see it happen all the time. People have disagreements.
But the reason, and right now, the reason I don't agree with what he's saying, because anytime you feel some type of way, stop a moment and ask yourself how you thinking, nigga. On Insane Crip, your feelings let you know what you thinking. It's not the opposite. Like, whatever you're thinking is how you feeling. If you thinking happy, you feeling happy. If you thinking depressed, you gonna be depressed. If you're not thinking in the now, like we always talk about, then you're gonna feel some type of way, nigga. I'm saying. So anytime, the reason I say that is true. Like, the same way, nigga, you might not want to go to the gym. I feel how I feel. It's not the energy. The thoughts is going to be there, but you're still going. Not based off your energy, nigga, because the discipline is making you go. It's not going to be because I feel good or my energy is not high. My energy be low as fuck sometimes.
That's not what I meant.
So what do you mean?
I think I know what you meant. Yeah. It's like they say when you wake up in the morning.
Thoughts is not energy.
Hold on. Look, I know, but like say you wake up in the morning. They say don't get on social media because that could set the mood for the day. So if you jump on Instagram and all you see when you scroll for 5 minutes before you go brush your teeth and take a shit or whatever, or you using the restroom, you go to take a shit. For 10 minutes, you scrolling and it's all negative bullshit. It's all
your thoughts.
Retarded bullshit.
Go back to your thoughts.
But he's saying that can influence your mood for the day by what you're digesting.
Only because of what you're
ingesting. Is that kind of what you was getting
at? That's what I was saying about the energy.
Hold on, I want to clarify.
Yeah, the energy that you choose to pay attention to. Like, ultimately, that is going to dictate your thoughts to a certain degree.
No, what I'm saying is your thoughts create that. The only reason you feel good is because you thinking good. If you woke up thinking good, nigga, you're going to feel good.
I'm saying that they're together as one. That's really what I'm kind of saying. Like, as you feel is what you think. Maybe as you think is what you feel. But I feel like if you intentionally have good energy, I forget his name, but he talked about moving around and doing stupid stuff. He was like, how could you even stay mad if you were to go in the mirror and do some silly shit? Like, your energy, your muscles, everything.
It's not your energy because you're changing your thoughts. Then your thoughts is giving the energy that frequency. This is why they're telling you to smile about it. I'm not trying to just be
it's a conversation to be had.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is I had to learn this. If a person, this is why they tell you to meditate. This is why they tell you to do certain shit. Because your thoughts is creating the feeling, and the feeling is creating the energy and everything else that you're attracting. What you're thinking is how you feeling. It's no way, cuz most people that ain't got no money and feeling some type of way because they're thinking how they're thinking. I'm broke, I'm this, I'm that. Nigga, I'm Insane Crip. If you got some money, you feeling good, I'm happy. Nigga, I'm on. Like, whatever. You're thinking certain thoughts because you could do whatever you want to do. 9 times out of 10, anything, how you feeling right now, however you feeling, I could disrespect you right now. And depending on whatever thoughts you choose to react to that, it's going to make you feel some type of way.
See?
The first time, that's what I'm saying. If I sit here and be like, nigga, you a bitch on camera. And if you feel like whatever how you feel, you're not going to feel that way unless you think that's what
I think
is.
Y'all saying the same thing.
To an extent,
but what I'm saying is because what he's saying is whatever you give your attention and energy to, that is going to have an effect on your thoughts. If I'm feeling good, I woke up feeling good. And then I jump on Instagram and then I see babies getting bombed over there in Gaza and all that can now alter my mood because it changed my thoughts. Like, oh my God, it don't fuck with you.
Because
my thoughts. But that's you, though.
Because that, the thought.
That is you. Average person.
You're not feeling that. The thought is making you feel that
we're
way.
We're saying the same thing. That's what I just said. It's going to alter your thoughts by what you're viewing and what you're giving energy to. But if you don't even give energy to that, meaning you don't even pay no attention. When you see it, you scroll instantly. I'm not even going to let that affect me.
How could you ever think about it if you didn't give, if it, the energy wasn't, you know what I mean, put towards that? Attention to that type of energy wasn't given.
All I was saying was the thoughts and feelings. That's all I was separating, the thoughts and feelings. I could feel every how fucking way I want, but when I think, whatever how I think is going to make me know how I feel.
But I think you're arguing a different point. He was saying whatever you give your energy to can alter your thoughts. Like, if you give your energy to bullshit, you're going to start thinking bullshit.
And we could take that, what you just said, if you called me the B word, and I mean, obviously, that's a situation, but if we had a relationship where maybe you say it and the energy isn't a certain way, it might slide, depending on if you say it a different way.
Because how you think. That's what I'm saying, exactly. Mm. If you my bro, and some niggas be cool, I don't be moving like that.
Yeah.
If y'all cool and you can call you a bitch, but versus somebody else on the regular street and call you a bitch, some niggas is cool with that.
I'm going to have to bleep all that out. Just remember, you can't call somebody that.
Who I'm calling?
No, I'm saying, even hypothetically, the AI don't. It's retarded. It's crazy.
Damn. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I'd
have been flagged for that.
I'm not even saying, like, I didn't.
I know you're not. Look, this is what I'm gonna do in the group chat. I'm gonna put the terms and conditions of YouTube in there, so y'all know what we can say and can't say.
But Kylie just got it just hit him. I just seen it because he get what I'm saying. Because it don't matter. Because what you thought, like you said, if me and you cool, you know I don't mean it like that. Because the way you think. But if you was a regular random person on the street and they disrespect you and call you the ER word or whatever, you're gonna, because what you think is gonna make you feel how you're supposed to feel.
But also, it's like, if I come in here and you could say whatever you could say, and if my energy is on a level where that can't affect me, then I feel like the thought to react that way doesn't come into my mind.
What you mean it can't affect you?
Like, if you were to come in here and say something crazy to me, and
the only way it can't affect you because if you don't receive it, because your thoughts is gonna not let it affect you.
But I feel like that would have to do with your energy.
It's not the energy. You could come in here on 100% energy, nigga, and I could disrespect you, and your thoughts of feeling like you disrespected is going to change how you feel. Then your energy is going to change.
I just feel like your energy only changes if you let it change.
No, your energy changes because what you perceive it. The way you perceive it is how you think, and how you think is going
to... So that's what I'm saying. If you were to say something to me and my energy was so positive, how would it affect me? Like, I wouldn't react the same way, even if the thought popped into my head of,
it's not about the energy. The only thing that changed was because you kept a positive mindset. There's no way you could have positive energy without a positive mindset. You can walk in here, but 9 times out of 10, most people that have positive mindsets because they're thinking positive. If you walking through somewhere with negative energy, it's because this person is thinking negative. 9 times out of 10, there is no if, ands about it. What I'm telling y'all is the only difference I'm saying is people don't understand this. When they feel some type of way, check the way you feel and go back to what you're thinking. You could be feeling how you feel and be wrong, nigga. I'm insane because you're thinking wrong. You could be feeling, bro could make me feel some type of way. I could be feeling this and all that. This is how I feel, bro. We'll do it. This is how I feel. And it's like, nigga, no, nigga. You're wrong, nigga. Because I'm thinking how I'm thinking. And I feel some type of way.
Because you ever argue with your girl and she is livid or she's sad. And you telling her, like, you really shouldn't be feeling that way because what you're thinking is wrong. And what's the first thing they say? You can't tell me how to feel. Right. You don't got a right to tell me. Actually, I do, because the way you're thinking and viewing the situation is actually wrong.
Change the way you thinking. You're not going to think how I'm thinking. You're not going to view it that way.
But
you're
not going to feel that way. Look at the situation differently. Because the way you're viewing the situation, like, you might have said something to her and you didn't mean it away, but the way she perceived it and took it
and you don't even know.
But she harboring that feeling now. And it's like, she might have told you a couple days later. You like, what? That ain't even how
you
I meant it.
You was tripping off that? Yeah, like.
But you didn't tell me, so I couldn't explain it to change your thoughts. So you just harbored them thoughts. So that's a great fucking point, because that happens all the time. Which leads me to my next topic. Me and Kylie was talking about this before the camera cut on. Modern communication is trash. Communication between humans is garbage.
Communicate.
We got to talk about this. How many times you done call somebody, they sent you right the voicemail, text you, oh, what's up?
Mm-hmm. Nigga, you know what,
because they're afraid to talk.
Nigga, when people do that to me now, that's an insane crib. I tell them, you'll never hear from me again on a dead homies. Unless you got a valid reason. You know what I'm saying?
Like you at work or you busy, at a funeral or you in a business meeting.
You gotta be to that if you busy. That's all you gotta tell me. Hey, I'm busy right now. I'm gonna call you back later. That's all I need. But if you got the nerve to be like, I'm calling you and you text me back like, what you doing or something, like, or anything on some crazy shit, I would never call you again. You can't even access me again, nigga. I'm insane. That just happened to me recently. And I'm like, nigga, what? And I was trying to get something real quick, like to figure something out to help that person. You got the nerve to be texting me back after I call you. I'm not mad that you texted, that you called me. It was the reason why behind it that made me feel some type of way. Yeah. And I feel like the new era, the AI, with all this shit, like we say, we can see people on Facebook. We see people on Instagram and feel like I seen you. Nigga, I ain't seen you in months, nigga. I ain't seen you in 10 years, nigga. And
talk
I feel like
to you.
I see you on the internet years. And I feel like I know you in your life, nigga. No, I come from the era of where 10 bikes was outside. We knew where the homies was at. I come from the era, we had to go knock on doors to know where the homies is at. We had to go ask the homie mama where the last person, who house he went to.
Facts.
To go find
now you go ride over there.
They all over here. Now we see, that's what I'm saying. Then you see the bikes outside, like, oh, there are the homies, like, whatever the case is. So the communication is garbage. And not even just that, that's on a small spectacle, but even with communication between grown adults to the point where they don't even want to talk, like, you can call people and... They're like you said, they ignore you.
But that's what I mean. They'll send you the voicemail, and I literally will have people going, they can't talk on the phone. Or we all got iPhones. FaceTime a female. Oh, we got to set up an appointment for a FaceTime. Like,
I ain't never heard that one. That's crazy work.
I done had her hella female say that.
You set up an appointment. You're done. You're deleted. You're set up an appointment.
The reason I'm getting at this, because I think that's what sparked a lot of the fuse with the red pill, is lack of basic communication. You can't even approach a woman in public without her being slightly offended. Like,
I think
it's
I think it's nuanced too. Exactly, because you have women who are there's fear mongering on social media of men being animals, and if you were in the woods with a bear or a man, which one would you survive with?
Choose that bear, see what happens.
So you got all the serial killer docs, right, that we talked about the last episode. So you have a fear mongering mixed with the lack of going outside. So when you have, or when you're fed a negative image of something, and then you also combine that with being around that thing that you see all the time to actually have a real life perspective on it, you only have what you know off social media. So then you get in person and you get in real life, and your first defense mechanism or your first reaction is to, oh my God, that's a dude right there, or whatever the case is. Sometimes girls might not even be afraid. It might not even be the fear mongering thing. It's just, these bitches don't know how to talk either. Like, we're living in a generation where I seen you at the club. I seen you at the function.
I'm
hitting you up. We come from that.
I can't stand that.
You know what I mean? We come from that generation. So it's a lot of people just get afraid when they see people in person, and it's like they don't even know what to do.
Nigga, text you like, was you just at Target?
Yeah.
Oh, I just seen you.
Why didn't you say what's up?
Right by you, didn't say nothing.
And I understand some of that. Some people be spooked.
Man,
some
I'm not trying
spooked.
To hear that. Hey,
some
look,
people be spooked.
There's an old saying, if you don't use it, you lose it. The same goes with communication. You got a homie who ever been in a relationship or married, he been out the dating game for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all finally go out to the club. You like, look, bro, I just need a wingman. Just, you know, just distract her while I get this number. He been married 5 years. He been locked up in the house. He like a dog off the pit bull off the leash. You introduce him. Hey, yo, no, wooty woo. This my boy, Kevin. How you doing? Damn, bitch, you fine as fuck. I'm ready to knock the bottom out this. You like, nigga, whoa. Just chill introduce. He's like, chill out. Like, he doesn't even know how to communicate to women anymore because he don't have to do that with his wife. When it's time to fuck, he don't even got to say nothing.
Yeah.
You just tap her on the ass with it. Or when she want to fuck, what she do? She scoop back on it. Like, y'all don't even have to verbally communicate no more. So now he's out in the world thinking that that's how you communicate with women because he hasn't done it in so long. So people really don't know how to communicate because they don't talk. Even when you text people, they don't even use words no more.
Yeah, I got that because I'm, yeah, I don't even be using words.
They're not even using words. They're using emojis and abbreviations.
They following the kids. Yeah.
Bro.
Babies. Whatever the kids say cool, this is what people following. Like,
yeah, and I could, ooh, I love to talk about that too.
This is a new word. And I'll be like, I'll be having to ask my nephew, hey, young, what this mean?
I think that's.
He be telling me, like, that ain't nothing. Like, what the word here just let me know. Like, I'll be like, damn, that's
crazy.
Because
I'm one of them people.
Damn, I feel like I'm old.
I still text in full sentences. Like, I'll text you a paragraph breaking every point down, and people will be taken back like, whoa, you spamming. Yeah. Like, spamming, nigga, I'm communicating.
Regular
what the
messages,
fuck?
Yeah.
Regular messages.
It depends who I'm talking to. Like, I know the level of, the education level, I believe, I should say, of people. Like, so certain people I can communicate super clear, and certain people I got to, like, talk to, like, I'm talking to somebody in the hood, then I got to talk to people like I'm talking to as an employer or a boss or something. Like, I speak it to people into what I know they are. Like, if I speak to a certain woman,
get
I'm
on
like,
level.
Yeah, like, you know how they speak to the queen and her, or speak to the queen, the king and me, and shit like that. Yeah, exactly. Like, I got to talk to you where you can understand it. Like, I'm big on trying to work on my communication skills to where a third grader can understand me and somebody in college can understand me or grown. You get what I'm saying? So that's how I try to communicate to certain people. So when I understand, like, then their level of intelligence is not there. I got to talk like this to them for them to get it. Versus I can't talk like this for them to get it because they're going to look at me crazy.
I think a lot of people in today's time, though, is just that lack of reps. Like, you're not getting outside. You're not talking to people. So once you get outside, it's like it's a whole different world, literally, because the world you live on social media is not the world in real life. So even people
that's gonna pick up in the mic.
Even people who talk every day online that never seen each other see each other and be nervous because they don't have the same relationship in person that they did online. Maybe they build up to that, but at first they don't because it's a whole different vibe and energy and reality, really. So we're living in two different realities right now. Niggas live in this one. They walk outside and they're a whole different person.
Is it safe to say IG is not real life?
IG is not real life. For sure it's not.
Need y'all to understand that.
It's the furthest thing from
IG can be a reflection of a part of your real life. Yeah, but that depends on the person as well. Like, I always like to say, people do it for IG. Mm-hmm. They go out like, I'm about to set up this whole scripted scene for IG.
Oh, it's sad.
I'm the type that I do it, and I'm like, damn, this is dope. I got to share this. Mm-hmm. Then I put it on IG. It wasn't because I thought like, yeah, I need to know. I'm like, this was dope. I want to share this. I want to inspire people.
That's why IG's
so
dying.
So it's a difference.
That's why IG's dying because it's becoming too aesthetic.
It's
like
too,
you have
it's too
to,
fake, huh? Yeah.
Well, it used to be like when it first started, exactly what you said. Like, we were at a party and I'm with a bunch of homies and I just snap a picture and that shit get a lot of likes because everybody like, whoa, now it's like I got to have monochromatic pictures and coffee setup, people, nigga, and all this crazy shit.
That's fact. Like, nah, but fuck? People, everybody on IG got to act like you're living the best life.
Yeah.
And I be telling niggas like, niggas be seeing our IGs and be feeling like we just the. I'm not even gonna say we ain't because we is, but
don't get that confused.
But they still get it twisted as far as the struggle and the pain and the suffering that we went through. IG don't remind you of that. You know what I'm saying? That's the biggest problem for me. It's like, yeah, y'all see a few little highlights of me, nigga, but. I was saying I went through the fire. Like,
I don't want to see. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. I don't want to see that. Like, people be like, I'm not share mad. Your struggle. Nah. I don't want to get on IG
I'm
and
not,
see your struggle.
I'm not mad about people seeing the struggle, but the only difference like, they don't remember the struggle. Mm-hmm. So this will make people hate you more because they'll feel like you just shitting on them or because they going through the fire still. So you like, nigga, I was where you was at, nigga. I'm saying. So sometimes I try to keep the balance and remind people, but then it's like. It's hard. That's why I understand when everybody can't go because mm-hmm. people are not going to understand that shit. It's like they don't care. Like, they don't care that I did a decade in prison. You feel me? They mad that I went to fucking Italy last month or
that's self-hate.
You doing so, I
that's self-hate
all that.
Because they can't get to Italy. But
the self-hate can regurgitate towards you. Like, you could be in here showing genuine love, nigga, and I could be hating you for nothing because you doing better than me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Viral, you going here next week. You doing this. The same way the fucking shit that you posted. Hey, nigga, what God say? He said, nigga, this nigga too successful.
He doing hella successful shit.
He doing hella
successful
shit. Hey, but
look, shit. The reason I'm getting that communication thing because we're becoming less human. The main part... One of the main parts of being human is being able to communicate verbally with words. You don't. Animals can't do that. They got to make sounds and noises. We can actually formulate sentences with words.
I think they communication better than ours.
Man, we could get in all that rabbit hole, but I'm just saying. You look at people now. You go out. Let's say you go out to a big dinner. 10 people. 10 people like this at the table.
Mm-hmm.
Not communicating. Probably texting each other right there in the same room. It's crazy.
Do you think you one of them people?
I can be one of them people at times. For sure, I can be. Especially doing this content, because you constantly living on here.
And it's crazy, because like for me, I'm in my 20s, and I be seeing a nigga, my cousin, 18, just got into college, and that nigga, while he eating, he watching reels. I'm like, damn, you niggas really cook. Like, I thought we was bad. Jim. Them niggas before, after it us, is they gone.
Reels and Frosted Flakes is crazy.
I lost a lot of time, so I try to make it my purpose to like appreciate moments and be around people, because like you just said, we could all be in a room, but we're not in a room together, like, because we're all on the phone or we're all doing this. You're never enjoying nobody. You don't even remember being there. Like, nigga, yeah, we all went and spent 3-4 hours at somebody's house, but we all was on the phones the whole time. Like, you never enjoyed nobody's company.
Living the moment. Yeah. Definitely living the moment. Hey, but I want to switch topics. This is huge. I caught so much flack 2 years ago when I said, hey, these college degrees ain't what you think. They aren't everything. They ain't the end all be all. And Lord behold, AI's taking almost everybody's jobs. But you know whose jobs they aren't taking? Blue collar workers. Shout out to blue collar workers. As a matter of fact, America's new millionaire class are plumbers and HVAC workers. They're getting to the bag.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting to the bag. And you do not need a college degree.
Yeah, I think history, I think the world just recycles things, right? Like, when you look back in the day, people worked with their hands, and it was always profitable. As technology has advanced, humans and corporations have started feeling like we don't need technology. So now we're at a point where we don't need technology, we don't need hard labor in these blue-collar jobs. So automation is sort of kicking in. But now we've reached a threshold where people are realizing we gonna need those jobs no matter what. Nothing's going to change in the next 1 year or 20 years that's going to change that drastically. So we need those jobs. And so at this point in this generation, when you got everybody trying to be a social media content creator or whatever else it is, all you really got to do is wake up and go just get an apprenticeship, which is not easy. It's easier, said than done. But you can become a blue collar worker and make more money, because really the field, as many people are in it, it's a lot of people that ain't trying to take that route because they, like I said, they think it's too hard. So it's easy today to win, really, in this generation of me, because all you got to do is wake up and just show up. You beating at least 90% of motherfuckers just doing that.
Bro, you got a lot of people who went to college, got the degrees, gotten all type of debt. They can't even land an apprenticeship.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. This nigga is Max. Come on, bro. We on camera.
I got
wilding out. He's chewing ice. He doing all. Come on, cuz.
I got OCD.
Get your game together, man.
Bad at me. I'm trying to clean up.
Hey, get your game together, nigga. You got to come on point. You're tripping.
This shit was getting on my nerves, man.
Damn, we trying to drop bars. He's thinking chewing ice and crunching the garbage.
He mad at me. I said, give me 10 minutes.
Hey, he on here doing mukbang and all that. Come on, cuz. Get your shit together.
I said, give me 10 minutes. I want to say, they started early.
We gave you 30, nigga. Hey, but look.
I didn't give me 30, nigga. I seen Cali, Texas.
Nah, we gave you like 40 minutes. There's a lot of white-collar workers trying to get in the blue-collar lane because there's no jobs out here.
It's tough.
But you know where the work is? The blue-collar field, the hard-at workers, the ones who they look down on. All the women was like, ugh, you a plumber? You know how much plumbers is getting?
Yeah, a lot. Starting 70, 80.
They get to the bag, and they didn't have to go to college for 4 years of getting $200,000-$300,000 in debt, $100,000 in debt, $75,000 in debt.
And I don't think a lot of people know that when you get these apprenticeships, you're getting paid to learn. So it's even better. It's like vocational school, where like fuck going to college, where I gotta pay, and then I learn. I'm paying to learn, and I might not get a job. And an apprenticeship, you're getting paid while you're getting on the job training to eventually become a part of that union. So I think that is a fucking steal right there. I don't see how you would not choose that over a college degree.
And here's another thing. You are the business.
Yeah.
You're a walking, talking business where you can employ other people. You get your van, You put Collie and Son. Yeah. Guess what? Your son got a job now. Where if he don't know what he want to do, guess what, son? Come with me. I'm finna show you how to do this. I'm finna pay you, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So now your son is not only learning the family business, he's getting money at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Where he doesn't have to go join the rat race and get in the debt and become a lifetime debt slave. You can give him a head start over his peers. So like we've been saying for years, me personally for years, bro, y'all putting too much emphasis on these college degrees. Some things you do got to go to college. If you want to get into medical, want to be a doctor, surgeon, whatever. You want to be a lawyer, attorney, whatever. You want to get into STEM or something like that. Yeah, go to college and get the proper training, right? Some stuff you can't take shortcuts on. But go to these trade schools, man. Get you a damn trade. Because this AI shit is here to stay. So if you're not on the side of programming it and having a company to utilize it, you're going to be asked out with that degree, and you're still going to have the debt, but now you have no job to pay the debt. Mm-hmm. So now you want to go work for the oil refinery that you talk down on. Now you want to go be a bricklayer and that you like you used to talk down on. Now you want to go work the oil rigs. Now you want to go do roofing. Now you want to go do construction. Like all these jobs that y'all was like, ugh, these dirty nothings, they the new millionaires. They the ones getting to the bag.
And because, again, people in this generation don't want to do the dirty work. All you got to do is want to do the dirty work, and you have a higher chance of succeeding than most of these people in this generation because they just don't want to do it. They think that somehow, some way, they're going to get saved or something is going to go viral without posting anything, you know, or they somehow. This is how we think in this generation. Nobody wants to get down on their hands and knees and do the dirty work. And you're seeing right now the people that are, they're reaping the benefits.
Do you enjoy doing the dirty work?
It depends. I've done...
I'm gonna tell you this.
It depends.
You know, I've been 13 plus years in the oil field. Dirty hands, clean money. It ain't about enjoyment. We men at the end of the day. It's a lot of things that got to be done in this world that you ain't gonna enjoy doing. But guess what? We got to do it as men. It's a, like you said, you might want to get up and go to the gym. You may not enjoy it, but you know you need to.
And I think we always speak on how our work isn't, you know, our personality or it isn't who we are. So I look at work as just a means to an end. I'm using it
exactly
to fuel whatever I'm doing outside, whether it be trips, this, that.
I understand all that.
It's not my identity.
The only thing I'm saying is that the younger generation are looking at it from a different perspective.
They are.
They're not looking at it as...
But they lack, and this is the thing.
I understand the work, everything else that it breeds, the type of person you become from working. But when I'm looking at it, when I see them, is that a lot of people are getting rich because of social media. So their blueprint is not the same blueprint that we think we have or you think you needed to have. Mm-hmm. They feel like they can just get rich off, like you said, a viral moment. So they're not even thinking about necessarily working a fucking 10-hour shift or something where they can go make, especially with the shit that niggas be booming, where they can go make 30K in a day on some bullshit. Outside of working, it's like, far as what I know, I don't understand, like, or the urban, non-urban neighborhoods. But most of them young niggas, they not trying to work. They not trying to
This do is anything. The thing. This is why we have to highlight these type of things, because this stuff is not glamorized and no one is putting the information out there. There's not a lot of people getting rich on social media.
Yeah,
y'all.
I agree.
Like, that's just a fact. It looks
they
good.
Think they
Hold
can.
On. You see the Mr. Beasts. You see the Kaisenets. They're... anomalies. They're rare. It's like hitting the lotto. It's like making it to the NBA, the NFL. The percentages of that is probably even lower than that.
Mm-hmm.
So don't look at these guys and think, I'm finna be the next him. Guess what? You can aspire to be. You can actually go put in the work to be. But guess what? You still got to make a living. So while you getting in front of this camera, you making content, and you're trying to make it big, you still got bills to pay. You still got a family to raise. You still got to take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. So don't be too proud to work as you're doing this. And if you hit it big, that's guess right. what? You hit it big. But if you didn't, you still got something to fall back on. And don't put all your eggs in one fucking basket.
And that's my only just like I said, my only discrepancy or negative thing I'd say about the younger generation is like they do have a different blueprint, but even with the blueprint they have, a lot of people aren't putting in, they're not leaving their tank on E. They're not giving it all that they could. A lot of people today are just waiting for it to come to them because they think that people on social media just let it come to them. Like we talk about it all the time. People see a couple clips and think, oh, all you gotta do is post clips. That's easy. It's not easy. Like, again, it's not harder than maybe in an oil field, but then the person tries to post clips every day and they like, wait, I got to post at 12, 3, and 5, and 6, and 7, like, it actually starts to become harder. So I feel like that is the problem with our generation. They have a different blueprint, but even with the blueprint, they just lack that work ethic and the want to be able to go and get it. They just waiting for it.
The infrastructure.
Let me ask you something. Waiting for it. So, you know how we go to Hollywood, we be seeing them crazy people with the
NPC bots. TikTok bots.
They be having, every time we go down there, they be having the cameras and shit.
Yeah.
Are they any different than us?
Yes, they are. They're doing brainless content for clicks and likes in hopes of getting money. And they're influencing the youth to do the same dumb brainless shit that's getting nowhere, that's not making an impact. They're not doing anything useful at all. So, yeah, they're very different.
The reason I say that, you can say that. But we always say, like, there's a million people that think the way we think. There's a million people that think the way they think. There's a million people that we see these same brainless bitches making $67 million on OnlyFans. We see these same brainless people that can go and put a thong and a skirt on Hollywood Boulevard and get 30 million views or something. Like, it's something crazy. And it's like, when they start seeing that type of shit, it goes back to the instant gratification shit that we always talk about. They see those type of things and think, like, this could be me.
Yeah.
The same way we seen, how can I say, certain musicians or certain things that we thought when we was coming up, like, oh, maybe if I jump in that lane, I can do that. Or this made it believable. People thought when they play football, you seen football players, this could be me, but no, one in a million. Are the people that are trying to be football players brainless dummies? Because this is a small percentage, but we know majority of these niggas is not going pro.
A lot of the football players are brainless dummies. Let's be real. Let's be real.
Are we really telling them that? Or are we telling them to chase that football player?
Yeah, they trying to get the money.
No, we're not even that right now. If you got anybody you know right now from a kid starting, you're not going to tell them they were a brainless dummy until maybe you realize they get in high school and like, you ain't really got it like that. You're going to let them chase that shit for years and to the point where you like, you're not that hot. And what I'm saying is, the same way we can look at a lot of these people crazy, but they're in their mind, they're chasing their dreams. But to go back to go against nothing you said, like you said, you need to work and be doing both at the same time, like simultaneously.
This is the problem with that. We as truth speakers know what that is.
Right.
So kid doesn't. So we can sit here and debate, oh, are they this and that? That shit don't matter. We know if we pay a dummy to influence the rest of the world to be dummies, that's called a what? An agenda. So I'm going to let the brainless bimbo on OnlyFans retire after 3 years, making $67 million. Meanwhile, the men who are keeping the infrastructure, which keeps the world going, I'm going to pay them pennies.
And it comes back to, again, we're living in two different realities. And a lot of people are going to be very, very depressed when they wake up and realize the reality that they actually have to live. Because, again, you can take it to a lot of different things. People don't want to work blue collar jobs because they think it's too dirty. In reality, a lot of people could benefit and might end up working those jobs. Women don't want to go 50-50. A lot of women are going to end up going 50-50 in reality. So a lot of people, we could sit up here and talk about social media and things like that. But again, that's in a whole nother world that's created for just your enjoyment. It's not reality.
Let me ask you one question. Say you had two people on a deathbed, one that chased their dreams and they didn't accomplish them, and one that worked like just a 9-to-5 for their whole motherfucking life. And when they got to the end of that line, who do you think is going to have more regrets? The person that went out and tried and failed, or the person that worked that job and then wished they would have tried?
I mean, so I'm not going to give you just a straight, simple answer because
I'm asking you a simple answer. Who was going to have more regrets? The person that went and did that or the person that didn't?
Well, I don't know because
You don't know?
Let me answer. Because the person who worked 9-to-5, they could have had financial stability. They could have had a family and friends and died, and that's how they wanted to. The person who chased their dreams, they could be not in a good energy because they didn't attain it.
This is what it depends. I understand what you're saying. This is what I asked, though. The person who chased their dream or the person who worked at 9-to-5 and wished they chased their dream? This is the difference of what I'm asking. Like, we can be faulting these people right now for, like, the bozo shit that they doing. But you only get one life, cuz. You choose to live it how you live it. What I'm saying is, majority of people that get on their deathbeds, if you go get any convalescent homes, you do any old people, the only thing they really wish is that they did more than what they didn't do. That's my only point I'm making. Not saying that bro said everything that was on point, like far as you need to be working, and as you work, you need to be on the side chasing your dream at the same time because you need to maintain yourself. Other than that, I don't look at the fool. I used to look at them like that when I see them. Like, what I'm saying, I see them at Hollywood, like, doing whatever the fuck they doing. Like, it looks crazy for me because of the era I grew up in, but it's like, they ain't doing nothing but trying to make a better living at the end of the day.
But this the thing. This is the danger of that. Especially as men. You can't just do everything you want to do.
This is where I was going with it, yeah.
But as a man, it's a lot of stuff you want to do that's going to be completely irrelevant to the reality that you need to do what you need to do. Fuck what you want to do. You might want to lay around, smoke weed, and do nothing all day. But what type of reality is that going to lead to, especially if you got a family that's waiting on you to provide for them, that's dependent on you? All that what you want to do shit, you do that shit in your spare time. But for the most part, you need to be doing what you need to do. And the dangers of always doing what you want to do, that usually leads to a negative outcome because a lot of the shit we want to do is going to lead to bad results. So we could tell kids, yeah, chase your dreams or whatever. But I got a son, he play football. He want to go D1. He want to go to NFL. I want that for him. But guess what I also tell him? Don't be one of these athletes out here chasing this NFL shit and don't got a brain.
See, this is...
This is what I'm getting at. Chase your dreams. But understand, there's odds. It's a lot of factors going to that. Make sure on the back end that you're still set if this don't happen. Chase it to the fullest degree.
Hold on. Because what you're saying is so important. What he's saying is so important because that's what this generation lacks.
But it's
like the attendance award. Like, they're giving out awards for nothing. If you just telling people to just chase their dreams and have no backup plan, or chasing your dream, a lot of people think they chasing a dream and they not even, again, chasing it to the fullest. So it's like, if you're going to chase this, chase it for real. That message right there, that key thing, is missing from a lot of young people's, sentiment because they go and chase something, but they don't do it 100.
The point that they missing with me right now is that, like I said, when we see these people, we quick to judge these people. We don't know if they working in fucking 9 to 5 or not. Only thing we see them is in Hollywood looking with a fucking camera looking stupid for 30 minutes. It could be 30 minutes out their fucking day, nigga, insane. And we like, look at these dummies or whatever we calling them at that moment. That could be a moment, and they can still be going back to work the next day. They can still be going back to do what they doing. Like I said, I agree with what you're saying as far as you need to be working and doing what you're doing. I'm just saying we're quick to judge them for chasing their dreams versus a motherfucker that get up and still working 9 to 5 every day.
You think their dream is to be an NPC bot? Or are they chasing the money because they seen one bimbo make a lot of money doing that, which influenced them to do the same dumb shit? We getting all back to the same thing of that's a part of the agenda, and that's the danger that needs to be spoken of and the reality they need to get. These young motherfuckers don't want to work. What they got to realize is people working keeps the world going. If no one's working and everybody's chasing these vivid dreams, the world as we know it damn near ceased to exist. You just made a point. Somebody got to make this salad I'm eating. But if he want to go to Hollywood and be a fucking NPC streamer instead, ain't nobody making that damn salad. So there still has to be some type of reality within you going to chase your dream.
And you see Elon Musk doing these robots where he's trying to all them jobs, like you saying, because people want to go chase their dreams. In my opinion, that's what they want us to do. It's not wrong to chase your dreams, but they want you to chase them a certain way because they're going to replace all them jobs with them robots. And then while you stuck on the social media and Instagram as a bot, you know what I mean? The world is going to change.
Yeah, but
that's what's happening right now.
This is what y'all fail to realize because y'all think from y'all only y'all own eyes right now. Like, it's somebody's dream to be a mechanic. It's somebody's dream to cook food, like to do what they do. That is somebody's dream. So even if we did cut all this shit out and money was nothing, it would still be somebody's dream to put certain shit together. Some niggas that's nerds love making computers and making all this shit and is entrenched by technology. It's still somebody's dream or whatever the case it may be. We might not be able to view it like that.
So let me ask you this. If we take away the monetary gain from that NPC shit, how many people would be on that corner doing that?
What you mean?
Like, if we take away, if they took away the monetization out of it, say, hey, whatever you're doing on that corner, you think you're just doing it.
Half the people that's did, half the people, like you just said, half the people is just doing it.
No, they're trying to get paid.
But they're not getting it. So they're chasing the illusion. What are they chasing?
They're chasing the illusion of it. That's what we're saying. That's the danger of it. Majority of them aren't going to get paid. Majority of them are wasting time, but they're chasing an illusion that's really not real.
So how many people chase fucking fame on Instagram?
A lot of people.
That's not real. Yeah.
I'm just saying, though. This is what I'm saying. They're not thinking in their mind that they're finna get paid. They just want likes. They want gratification in different ways. Like, people want attention. It's not always about the fucking, oh, you're getting monetized and getting paid. Some people don't even give a fuck about getting paid.
Attention is a currency.
They just want to be.
Attention is a currency.
Nigga, it's not a currency. It's
a dopamine hit. That's a currency for them.
Attention. Right now, it's not a currency like money.
Shit, you can leverage attention.
To an extent.
It's one of the biggest currencies. If you got millions of followers, now companies are coming to you to sell their product.
Presidents are going to you based off the attention you get.
They're going to the podcasters right now. Right now, it's a week away from election season. Kamala needs Joe Rogan's attention more than he needs her. She needs it, which is why they're begging him to, hey, fly out to us and let's have a convo. Let's keep it for an hour.
She's trying to do what Trump did.
But she needs it because Trump did it. He leveraged the attention.
She can still go to Shannon Sharpe like she was about to fucking do and do all that other shit.
That shit ain't working, bro, because all these races don't watch that. But guess what? They all watch that. That's the number one fucking podcast in the world right now. So she needs it. That's the world we're in where attention is damn near worth more than money.
So regardless, y'all still making my point because you saying monetizing. Monetizing, y'all saying y'all getting paid for money. If they're doing it and getting attention, they're doing it not for the money. So it don't matter. Y'all still saying what the fuck I'm saying.
No, we're not. Because they're doing that while saying, I'm not working a job because this is going to pay off.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, their life is shit. They're not actually doing anything productive in society outside of that. That's the point.
According to how we view it?
What do you mean? If you're 35, sitting on your mom's couch being a fucking NPC or in Hollywood.
How do we know
that? I'm just saying, the way we know it.
Y'all going to the worst. What I'm saying is when we see these people outside doing that, we don't know. What is the difference? Because you're working now.
Okay, I can tell you.
Sitting on this fucking couch, talking, hoping that we get attention or get monetized at some point to make some fucking money. They're no different, but besides that, they're in Hollywood and we're sitting here. Other than that,
there's a huge difference.
No, there's no difference. The only difference you're saying is because you work. What I'm saying is outside looking in, if somebody came and watched us from right there, like, what the fuck is these dummies doing talking to a fucking camera and whatever the case it may be? That's the same way we're viewing them.
No, you don't gotta think it.
Nigga, yes, nigga. If somebody walk by, I see y'all screaming right here. I'm gonna look at the same thing. Look at these dumbass niggas talking to a camera.
No, what they're gonna do is walk by and be like, oh my God.
That's exactly what them two people did. Yeah. You guys can see when somebody is serious about it. And so I feel like you look at it and you judge it differently. Like what he just said about people walking by and seeing this, like you're not just doing this for no reason. Like you're not just doing it for attention.
What are you doing it for?
Bro, you're doing it to change the way people view certain things in the world. We're trying to impact men, young men, women, everybody. So we're taking it way more serious than an NPC on the street. They're not really trying to impact anybody.
What's your ultimate goal with this?
What do you mean? To impact millions of young men.
If you never get paid off this, you're gonna do it forever?
I'm not saying that. I would want to get paid eventually, but the goal is to impact people and worry about the monetary gain of it later. Whereas with the NPC, it's based off of shock value and just trying to make a quick buck. I'm in it for the long run. That's why niggas got the plasters and all the shit up here when we talk 2 hours, 3 hours a day. So if somebody does walk by, they're going to look at that because of what we're chasing is way different and we're taking it way more serious than a nigga on the street saying, gobble, gobble, turkey, turkey.
Like come on, bro. Let's just be serious for a second. What would leave a bigger impact in the world and help the world more, especially our community? A bunch of black men on the corner saying, gobble, gobble, oh, you shocked me. You shocked me. Hot dog, turkey, turkey. Or sitting around having talks about how to work through our issues and how we can get better as a society.
It's all subjective, so I get what he's saying.
Let's be fucking for real.
I don't know, because if somebody's on the corner making people laugh every single day, that comedian might have more of an impact than we might have of trying to talk to our face turn fucking blue and people don't under fucking stand it, nigga. Oh, I'm saying. So that's all I'm saying. You can say no, because I'm just going against what y'all saying. Like,
no, we ain't worried about you. Everybody got their own mind.
All I'm saying is that, yeah, I understand all that. Like, I understand what we do, the type of game and knowledge that we try to drop. And it's up to people to soak that up. But some people might just be so much drifters to where that shit don't even, it fall on deaf ears. Mm. To where this comedian could be in their face every fucking day and making more of an impact than we is, because they made their ass laugh or do whatever they do every day. All I'm saying is, those people is not as crazy as that we make them seem like. Whatever, that bitch in the thong and the t-shirt.
Nah, they is crazy.
They're not as crazy because...
It's crazy.
They
we can't look at the money and say, they ain't as crazy because they getting the bag.
You know why I got to look at
some
the money?
Some shit is worth more than money. Which is why our society is fucked up now, because we value money over the things that really matter. That's why they monetize it, so the rest of us can follow this dummy with the money. And then we end up where we end up. The majority of us end up fucked because we following one dummy with money, knowing most of y'all not getting this money.
This the whole thing, though, cuz.
That's a fact.
Oh, it's St. Crib.
We need more plumbers. We need more HVAC workers.
Fuck all that,
we
nigga.
Need more electricians.
Any plumber.
We
any,
need less NPC
any,
streamers.
Any plumber.
Fuck is you talking about?
Any plumber would stop doing what he's doing if he had more money. You working in an oil field would stop doing what you doing if you had more money. So to sit here and act like it ain't about the money... Money ain't everything, but it's fucking everything. The only reason money is everything because you want to live financially free. That's what I'm saying, Crib. Any one of these niggas that's sitting next to me and both of these niggas I'm talking to could act like it ain't about the money. It's about the money. It's always about the money. Everything is about the fucking money.
Okay.
The only reason everything is about the money because the way the world is set up. No. I'm not saying I can have a perspective that money don't mean nothing, like character, morals, and principles, the things that I live on. Yes, but nigga... But a nigga will not respect you the same if you ain't got no money. Your bitch ain't gonna look you the same if you ain't got no money. The world is not gonna view a man the same if you ain't got no fucking money, nigga. And tell me I'm lying. I don't give a fuck who can say whatever the fuck they wanna say. Money ain't everything, but
if
it's everything.
So what would you choose? I give you two options. You could be an HVAC worker, or you can go on a corner with your tripod and do NPC streaming for 10 hours.
I'm gonna pay you. Be 10
I'm
hours?
Gonna pay
they
you.
They don't be on the corner for 10 hours.
Man, no, Eddie. I'm making it the same, nigga.
You they go on the corner for 10 hours.
Man, you crazy? Them niggas be out there for 8-9 hours.
They be out there for 30 minutes.
No,
they
don't.
Next spot.
No, they don't. They go for hours.
They be out there all day.
They be out there all day. What the fuck are you talking
when,
about?
When have you ever watched the in calculated?
You can't go on
never,
right
I
now.
I never. But you can
have
go
you
to.
Have you ever watched them for 10 hours?
Answer my question. Don't the question.
I could cook it right now because the little black Spider Man dude.
I was just about to bring him up.
You go on TikTok in the morning, nigga be on. You go on at night, nigga still on arguing, and the nigga be so he be. So angry,
soaking wet.
He be so angry because it's like I want to stop doing this shit, but I can't.
He ain't gonna answer the question.
And nobody What's respecting him. And nobody's respecting him because
What's
of that. Like nobody.
You can be an HVAC worker, or you could be a TikTok streamer. Not even a streamer, a NPC bot. You gonna get
streamer.
Paid
don't say
exactly
streamer.
The same.
He don't want to say streamer because he know Kai.
No.
He know Kai Cena getting bread.
Because we talking about
the
bots.
Camera all fucking day.
Because we talking about bots.
He not a bot.
What do you mean?
Kai wouldn't have been a bot.
Do you think he's going to be respected amongst men who has the same amount of money
what
as
What have
you
been
him?
About?
Answer the question, because you just talked about
people
respect.
People respecting him. People
Kids.
Respecting him now.
Yeah, he walks in a room with men who built their empires from the ground up. He's not getting the same respect.
He's not.
Money don't just bring you
him.
Respect,
I didn't
nigga.
Say it did.
You could be a goofy
what
with money.
What the fuck are you talking about? I didn't say it
you
did.
Just, you ain't going to be respected. No, you're not.
I said
but
money
the way you make money
everything.
As well yeah. is going to garner the type of respect. You're not going to want your son to sit on a corner, act like he's eating glizzies for 9 hours when he could be a fucking HVAC worker or a plumber
who
making
$200,000. Who do you think is more respected? Oil field worker or LeBron walking the room?
Come on. It's,
what are you even talking
like,
about right now?
No,
now
you
saying dumb
you said,
shit.
You said the way you make money.
Now you saying dumb shit.
You said the way you make money.
We're talking
He's
about an NPC bot.
We're talking about a basketball
James.
Player.
But we're talking about an NPC bot.
Shoot the ball in the hoop.
Nigga, what you, if you break that down, nigga, that nigga ain't doing shit. Yeah, I'm saying dumb shit.
I mean, yeah.
But I'm saying, Crip, that nigga don't do nothing, nigga. But shoot a ball in the hoop, dribble the basketball, pass the ball.
A lot of Americans.
You talking about oil field worker, nigga.
That goes back to drifters.
A lot of Americans.
Who's going to be more respected?
99% of people are drifters.
Who's going to be more respected?
Sports is the modern day.
Who's going to be more respected?
You answer, but you're not shutting up.
A lot of people respect HVAC, though, because they're hardworking. Americans respect that shit, bro.
That's a fact.
Americans respect blue collars. Not so much the newer generation, but a lot of people respect, I think so, blue collar workers. A lot of people were behind them unions when they went on strike.
This is where I'm gonna kill
him. You know what I mean? Like,
hey. This is where I'm gonna kill him. Listen, you gonna respect LeBron or LeBron until something in your motherfucking plumbing go wrong or something with your motherfucking AC or something go wrong and you need a plumber, you need an HVAC worker. LeBron ain't coming to fix your shit.
I'm not gonna respect
so
him.
So at that moment, you gonna respect that plumber when he come to fix your shit, nigga.
I'm not gonna respect him. I'm gonna say, go get that dumbass plumber to fix my shit.
No, you're not.
I'm saying, Crip, the same way niggas do the trash can workers. The same way niggas
do the trash can workers like that.
That's cold. Yeah, you don't know.
I don't do them like
that. But people treat them different, nigga. That's what I'm saying,
I don't.
Crip. If LeBron walk in the room versus any ape-ass worker, any blue collar nigga, I don't give a fuck who you is, nigga. They're gonna respect LeBron more. There's LeBron James. They're gonna Apex worker. He fix plumbing.
I'm not, bro.
Hey, they gonna look at Cook. You're not gonna say nothing. You'll be like, LeBron, can I get a flick? And then you ain't gonna take no flick with no damn Apex plumbers, nigga. Could have pumped toilets for a living. What the fuck is you talking about? I don't give a fuck, nigga. Cuz saying what the fuck you wanna say. Ain't
you're
no
wrong.
Nigga. A trash can nigga make, and this ain't no disrespect to no nigga that do trash, they make money. But nobody in the world be like, hey, I do trash cans or I do plumbing or I do anything that's worth doing versus a fucking athlete or
you're
anybody.
You're making our point.
What do you mean?
The ties are shifting now.
You said depending on the job.
No. I respect anybody going out there working an honest day's work. I don't look at it like you. When I see the trash man, I salute him.
Yeah, because
guess
do your
what?
Shit.
Somebody has to get the trash. I'm not looking at the plumber who's coming to unclog my pipes as
I didn't
the dumbass plumber.
But you're not gonna,
I don't view
you're
it
gonna,
that
you're
way.
You're going to respect you're going to respect Deion Sanders before you respect one of them.
No, personally, I'm not. Nigga, I'm going to respect a man as a man, period.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
man, regardless
no,
of his
that,
occupation.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
I don't care what you're talking
that's
about.
That's a fact.
How's it not? How's it not? So you're telling me you...
Because y'all don't respect a rapper before y'all respect one of them niggas.
Why would I respect somebody unless they... You get what I'm saying? Well, I give equal respect. Respect
you,
everybody
no,
until they
nigga,
give me
using
a reason
the word
not
respect.
To.
I respect any man.
Maybe you
who
mean admire.
Respect.
I think you mean admire.
Yeah,
you don't mean respect.
What the fuck
you
I
don't
think
mean respect.
I know what the fuck I mean, nigga. I said respect.
No, I'm not gonna respect him more, bro. That you sound crazy. I don't idolize celebrities. I'm like, oh my god, LeBron James. Like, no, I'm not. But like, damn, LeBron, what's up? I
if
might
you
do
that, you're goofy. If you do that, if you respect somebody because they have bread, then you're goofy.
Have y'all paid to go to concerts?
In my younger days, yes.
Have y'all ever paid to go see a plumber do his job?
I paid a plumber to come unclog my
pipe. Y'all paid him to go see. Have y'all went to a fucking seminar or something where a plumber was teaching you?
I paid
how to
him to come unclog my pipes, yes.
You know why y'all went and paid that fucking
him.
To go
what
do
what you talking about?
Because y'all respected the fucking.
No, we didn't. I went to get entertained.
Yeah,
and when
artist,
I needed a plumber, I
artist?
Paid for his
no,
services.
Nigga. Yeah. But you're not, but you're you looked at this artist in a different higher regards. To go pay to see another motherfucking male or female.
I looked at the plumber. I looked at the plumber in higher regards to come and do my shit for me because I couldn't do it.
But you paid more, nigga, to go see somebody that can do fucking sing in your fucking headphones.
Actually, no, I didn't. I paid more for the plumber.
Nigga, yeah, you can say all that, nigga. It don't
I paid more for the plumber.
Whatever.
I paid more for the mechanic.
Yeah. Now, you paid more because you want to pay gas. You want to pay food. You want to do
no, because
whatever
their fees
you had to go
were
to go where the fuck you was doing. And whatever the case is, nigga, y'all went to go praise another motherfucking human being, nigga.
I don't even go to concerts no
you
more.
You went, though.
Yeah, I was drifting
you
that
went
one time.
Too, right?
I was drifting
what,
that one
what do you go to concerts for?
Went to, shit, have fun.
What you mean have fun? To
listen
watch
to music.
My scene to you?
Listen to music, have a drink.
What do you mean you having fun? Where?
Bro, I think he's spitting right now and he's not.
I don't gotta think I'm spitting. I'm not saying that.
What, okay, this is what I'm saying. I'm not going to respect a rapper more than the guy who picks up my trash because he raps songs.
Hey, look,
I'm
hey,
not.
Hey, King Von walking this door right now, they're going to respect him more than they respect
who
this
who is who? Who is they? You keep saying they.
I'm talking to y'all two.
Why no, the fuck I'm not. Why would I?
Is,
what are
you
talking
respect,
about?
You don't respect Von more than a plumber. That's cap, nigga.
This is crazy.
Y'all respect
he use it.
Yeah, nigga.
Why would I respect Von more than the plumber? Because he killed
is.
A bunch of niggas?
Probably. I don't know.
No, nigga, I'm not. What do you mean?
You is because he a rapper.
No, nigga, I don't idolize rappers, though. Fuck are you even talking about? This nigga's crazy.
These niggas wild.
I can't put a price
what
on
what is a rapper spell. Doing for me that the guy who picks up my trash ain't? They're both doing a service. He's giving songs I like. He's helping pick up my trash.
And I'm actually seeing this guy every day.
Right? I might like, need this guy
every,
more.
Every week.
It's a million rappers.
Hey, that nigga that pick up your trash off front, what's his name?
I don't know. I don't see my trash. I live in an apartment, so I don't know.
You talking about, you just say I see this guy every week.
I'm saying you might see this guy every week.
No, ain't no might, nigga. You just say I see this nigga every week. This nigga crazy. That's why I mean, cub. These niggas just be capping. There ain't no nigga going out there. You know when niggas see his trash, man? I'm hurrying up to make sure this nigga get it. I'm never saying nothing. I have no respect for this nigga when I see cub.
What?
I don't speak. I don't do nothing.
Why would you have no respect for him?
That's what I mean, though. In the sense as, I don't disrespect him, like, not in respect, like, I respect your job.
You look down on him.
I don't look down on nothing.
What are you saying?
What I mean is, y'all don't have respect enough. Y'all don't know no trash can man name. Nigga, y'all don't respect him like you see your neighbor. Hey, what's up, neighbor? What the whoop?
I wouldn't know King Von's name if it wasn't for
the industry. You see a trash can man? And niggas gonna pay up their trash, nigga. Throw it right in the thing. Here. Boom. Go grab that motherfucker. And they gonna leave. Nigga ain't gonna show no respect. Is what I mean.
Asking for your name ain't showing respect.
No, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying y'all not gonna show no respect. A nigga not gonna speak.
How am I not gonna show respect?
The same way if a businessman, walk in the room and they gonna come shake his hand on saying, like, out of respect. If you two people making a mutual business deal, you're gonna walk in, you're gonna shake his hand. I'm not saying you gotta shake the trash can.
What are you talking about?
He's trying to make a nigga sound like I'm saying some stupid shit. But I'm saying, Crip, what are you talking about? You know what the fuck I'm talking about? This nigga crazy, cub. What I'm saying is he capping like, oh, I respect the plumber, I respect this.
I do.
Hey, a plumber coming in the house right now, cut not gonna say shit. Hey, can you get the job done? That was it. And it's gonna be it. He ain't gonna be offering a nigga no water. Cut not gonna show no respect, nigga. This is what I mean.
I'll
offer my plumber some water.
Yeah,
okay. I really do.
What is he talking about?
No, nigga. Plumber, come here right now. Fix everything. Come like, hey, all right.
What you supposed to say to him? Hey, how you doing? Thank you.
He's
this is where the bathroom is.
Service.
This is where the bathroom is. Thank you so much for your service. You know, we communicate when we have to. He's there for a job.
What are you talking about?
It's like if I seen bro in concert. I'm there to see him in concert. I'm not gonna get on stage and have a conversation.
Offer him no damn water. Bro, you look like you had a
now in concert because you already fanned out because y'all went. Nigga, what is you talking about? Nigga, why he gonna talk to y'all? Nigga, you ain't got to, nigga. He ain't respecting y'all dumbass niggas. You fanned out, nigga. I'm you up here talking about screaming at the stage at me, nigga. Fuck is wrong with you? You niggas fanned out. Fuck you coming to see a grown ass man. You niggas grown as fuck.
For the record, I don't go to concerts. Hey,
yeah,
I don't make that clear.
I don't go to concerts. Grown ass men talking about fanned out. Talking about what he gonna, why I'm gonna respect her. Yeah, throw cut water, dummy. Throw cut your shirt too while you at it. These niggas crazy.
Yeah.
Fan the fuck out. Going to pay for this nigga. I'm not driving out my way to do none of that shit, nigga.
You ain't never been to a concert.
On babies, I ain't never been to
you
one.
You ain't never been to kids, nigga.
Who concert been to?
Have you ever been to a concert?
Never. Who concert been to?
I don't know.
I've never been in one.
I don't know.
I've been to festivals.
This is why I'm talking so much shit because I ain't never been in one.
If you had the opportunity, you would have went to one, nigga.
I wouldn't.
You cap as fuck, nigga.
Who concert?
You'd have went to Wayne, nigga. You'd have went to Wayne.
I wouldn't went to Wayne. Wayne,
do a concert right now. He's going, nigga.
I wouldn't went to nothing, nigga.
He going crazy because Wayne ain't performing at the Super Bowl. Fan the fuck out.
I'm going crazy. I'm going, hey, I'm rocking with Kendrick.
I said Kendrick ain't talking to the culture. This nigga glazing. Now, fan the fuck out.
Tell him to pick a choice.
What's he talking about? You're going against Kendrick, nigga. Hey, you want him on the podcast. Hey, nigga, what the fuck you mean?
This how you know, cuz.
Glazing. Hey.
Over that point.
Glazing, bro.
He said cut it to my nigga.
Glazing, bro.
Not mad at Kendrick. Nigga, big one.
Hey, man, look, y'all share like subscribe to the channel, man. We finna get up out of here. This nigga's glazing.
God
ain't no handouts, I did it from the ground up. Yeah. In the streets, thuggin' hardest where they found us. Got a problem, nigga, watch my troopers mount up. My bitches bang too, and you a lame though. You niggas ain't outside, yeah, we came through. You want your lights so we put you on the shack.